Hallelujah. We praise and thank God once again. We can be here to have fellowship with one another.
Hallelujah.
So we know the most important part about biblical counseling is the virtues of counselors.
So we know that for this Bible's counseling, the most important part about
if the counselors are filled with God's Spirit, and then filled with God's Word,
and
then every advice or encouragement we share with our brother and sister would be very positive.
然后他所给的这些话语呢，是对弟兄姐妹是很有造就的。
So that's why it's important for us to always be filled with the Word of God.
所以对我们来说，我们必须常常以被神的话而充满。
Be filled with the Spirit of God.
然后被神的灵而充满。
And also we must be filled with the love of God.
我们也要被神的爱而充满。
When we have these three things combined in a counseling, then it will become very successful.
所以当我们辅导的时候，有这三件在一起的时候，我们的辅导就会变成比较成功。
There's also some counseling dunks that we went over yesterday.
我们昨天也谈到说，辅导的时候有些东西我们不应该做。
I was working earlier, but Tony, see if oh, here we go. Yes. So individual counseling, do not counsel opposite sex if possible.
So 我们昨天有谈到，如果我们要辅导的话，不要辅导 这个异性。
And of course, if it's not possible, then we can counsel in a common area or with two people or more.
如果我们没办法的话，我们可以辅导他们在一个比较多人的地方，或者比较。
And especially nowadays with different kind of lawsuits and stuff like that, it's very important for us to have this kind of wisdom.
因为现今的时代呢，我们有很多这种控诉。 所以我们必须有这种智慧来做这种事情。
Especially when our church continue to grow.
所以特别在我们的教会的在人数方面继续增长。
And we really want to counsel the opposite sex and things like that, and then we really must have someone else be there with us.
所以当我们辅导异性的话，我们必须有多一个人在旁边。
Of course, we assume that every brother and sister will not take advantage and lie and things like that, but no, not everybody is the same.
虽然我们是认为每个弟兄姐妹呢应该不会去撒谎或是欺骗，但是不一定每个人都是这样子。
And I shared with you yesterday, actually one of the churches, actually we learned it the hard way, right? It was a very difficult time during that time.
所以我昨天已经分享，昨天有一间教会呢，他们就是经过这样的一个教训，从中得到教训。
Because one of the sisters accused one of our brothers, things that is not true.
因为有一个姐妹诬告另外一个弟兄呢，就诬告另外一个弟兄。
But on the end, thank God, God had mercy on us and dissolved the whole situation.
但是感谢神帮助我们让这件事情得到一个解决。
And then do not use the word I too often.
而且不要用我这个字眼。
Because the thing that we should say is that the Bible says this, teach us this.
所以我们尽量说圣经教导我们如此。
And most important, don't say pastor so and so say this and say that.
最重要也不要说是某某传道或者长子说的这些话。
But if we can then use I, and we can say in my experience, right, in my experience.
如果我们用我这个字眼呢，我们可以说根据我的经验。
In my experience, very different telling people, I think you should do this. In my experience, I just want to share you what I went through and what I have seen, and then I want to share with you and see what the kind of decision you want to do.
所以借着我的经验呢，我从别人的身上可以建议你做这些事情或做某些事情。
And let's go to the next one.
我们到下一个。
Couple counseling.
就是 两个人以上的这个辅导。
What's some of the dunks in couple counseling?
所以在这方面我们有什么事情不能做？
I think Brother Ken say a very important point, that is do not pick side, right? Do not pick side. That's very important.
所以Ken弟兄有说我们不要偏一方。
So that's why if we do in a marriage counseling, for example.
所以例如说我们在辅导婚姻的时候。
It's so important not to speak to the wife or the husband first before we can speak to both of them.
所以很重要的，我们不要单独跟这个先生或单独跟这太太先跟他们沟通。
Especially if you are a male therapist, for example.
如果你是一个男性的这个辅导员。
If you talk to the husband first.
如果你先跟先生先聊。
The wife automatically feel that, he's siding with my husband.
所以这会让妻子觉得这个辅导员呢是偏向我的先生。
And the same thing, if we are sisters and we counsel other sisters without the husband being there, they will think exactly the same thing.
或者是这个姐妹呢，她就开始辅导这个太太，就会让这个先生觉得这辅导员是偏向他的太太。
And not only that, so it's important that you know when we first sit down to do couple counseling, we must try our best to start with both of them together.
所以当我们开始这婚姻辅导的时候，最佳的状况就是让双方坐在一起，一起辅导。
That's why it's important, not only, you know, don't speak to only one person.
所以不要只是单单跟一方而谈。
So that's why when most of the marriage, couple counseling, that's why we call it couple counseling, because it's focused on both people.
所以我们常常说是双方的这个辅导，因为这个辅导的这个重点是对于双方面的。
Of course, when we speak to both of them, make sure we do not take sides.
但是当我们跟这双方辅导的时候，我们不要偏向一方。
You know, quite often when a couple come to let's think, why is it so important to also talk to both of them at the same time? Why is it so important?
还有一个问题就是为什么要跟双方一起这样的做辅导呢？
Any other reason?
这个为什么是一个重要的一点呢？所以他们如果双方一起这样被辅导的话，他们就觉得他们所给的意见是他们这个辅导员有去听。
Yeah, that is a very important point.
这是非常重要的一点。
Because quite often when we see both, couple together, and then you see how they interact with one another, right? Which one is more angrier than the other, right? It's very easy to observe the kind of environment.
所以当我们跟双方坐在一起聊天的时候，来辅导做辅导的时候，我们可以从中看到哪一方是比较对这件事情比较生气，或我们可以从中观察他们的关系。
And another important thing also that actually when the two of them together, quite often they would not exaggerate the stories, they would not lie about the story because the people are standing, the person right there, right? You cannot say, oh, my husband said this and that, but he's right there.
对，另外一个就是当有双方坐在一起被辅导的时候，另外一方没办法夸张或夸大，因为如果太太说先生做某件事情，但是如果他夸大的话，先生会说不，就是不同意。
So quite often when when you do couple counseling, the best way to start the conversation a connection with the couple, what kind of question should you ask?
所以当我们做这个双方辅导的时候，我们第一件事情会问的问题是什么？
I shared this with you before. What's the question you should ask or start with?
我之前已经分享过，我们所问的第一个问题是什么？
Anybody remember?
有谁记得吗？
What do you think if you talk to a couple and you want to start a very positive connection? You want to start a very positive environment?
所以当你要给这一对人来做辅导的时候，你要用什么字眼开始一个比较正面的这种交流
？Yes. What's that? Yeah. So the question pertaining to give them some hope, right?
所以问的问题呢，要给他们有这个希望。
And usually with all this counseling, if you do it, consistently counseling, it's important when our brothers and sisters come to see us.We should kneel down to pray together 10-15 minutes before before we start talking. Of course, that's go without saying.
所以我们常常在这种双方的这种辅导之前呢，我们会跪下来祷告10-15 minutes.
But the best question is that how do you guys met? How do you met?
所以最好的问题是你们彼此是如何相遇的。
Because when you ask them how they met, it's never a bad story. It's always very positive, right? Because you see when they start talking how they met, and really their face will glow again, right? Because that's the time they feel so much joy, right?
所以当你问他们你们双方是如何相遇的，他们会开始诉说的时候，你会看到他们脸上开始发光。And
see, on the end, when Adam and Eve sin against God.
所以当亚当夏娃犯罪得罪神的时候,
and Adam blamed his wife, oh, she's the one who forced me to partake the fruit.
所以亚当就诬告夏娃说，是他逼我吃这个善恶果。
And then if they come to you for counseling,
如果他们两个人到你面前，然后来寻求你的这个这胡导的话,
and you ask Adam, oh, how do you guys met?
然后你就问，你们两个是如何相遇的？
See, one day I was asleep.
亚当就说，有一天我在睡觉。
And I woke up, I saw this beautiful woman.
我起来就看见这个非常漂亮的女人。
Then I say, bones of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
然后我就说，这是我骨中骨，肉中肉。
You see already, right? It's very positive because that's the time that Adam, right? He was, oh, look at his wife. He was so joyful, right?
所以我们可以看到，这个是正面的开始。可以看到亚当他是多么的高兴。
I think every one of us have a story.
So 每一个人都有一个故事。
How you all met, right?
我们是就是对方如何相遇。
You know, maybe someday, like, because there's a lot of couples in Houston, you should have some kind of group couples sharing. It's very good.
所以在休斯顿有很多这些夫妻，所以我们应该有这种夫妻的这种座谈。
I'm talking about, you know, consistently once every month, right? You can do, you know, and also especially you have a lot of little kids too. I mean, you have young kids, so you can talk about, you know, the difficulties, the, you know, the joy and stuff like that, and it can be very helpful.
所以这个可以每一个月一次，让这种夫妻或者这种家长有孩子的可以彼此讨论，然后讨论说如何教导自己的孩子，然后分享这种喜乐。
So that's why, you know, for us, we continue to say, do not listen to only one side.
所以我们重点就是不要只偏向一方，只是听一方的话。
So they do not take sides.
也不要偏一方。
You know, when we say do not take sides, not only verbally we say something about taking sides, but even your body gesture. For example, when you speak to, you know, when if I'm doing counseling, I speak to a brother, and then when you talk, I really pay attention to him, right? Just sitting there, and I really attentive. But then when his wife talk, I just, you know, I don't say anything. But I'm not really focusing and listening the way I should. Then she will know, oh, look, he doesn't really listen to me. Right?
所以当我们听，我们在做辅导的时候，我们不要就是偏向一方，我们不只在言语上不要偏向一方，在我们的行为上，也不要偏向一方。例如先生说，先生在讲话的时候，这个辅导员不要只是很专注的只听先生的。当太太讲话的时候，这个辅导员就一副不专心的样子。
Any question pertaining to this?
所以对这个有什么问题吗?
So I want to rush a little bit because we do have some going to some the different kind of disorder or different kind of difficulties. We want to go into that.
所以我们会速速的讲过这个，因为我们会待会讲到一些我们会意上的一些困难。
Because this morning, yes.
Evelina 姐妹问的是，我们也谈到个人辅导还有双方辅导，她的问题是，这种辅导是不是有一个最终的目标？
So that's why in the virtues of counselors, we listed, right? We must know our goal, right? We must know our goal.
所以我们之前有谈到这个辅导员的这个品德，所以这个是其我们还有谈到这个目标。
And ultimately, our goal is to bring them close to Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate goal.
最终的目标，辅导员是要把这些被辅导的人带靠近神。
But of course, for us as Christians, we should not go without talking to one another, right? For example, you give an example, it should not be like that. In any couple, should not go, you know, you should not be home with one another and do not talk to one another. That's not Christian-like, right? It shouldn't be like that.
所以作为一个夫妻的话，我们不可作为一个夫妻也是作为基督徒，我们不可能不跟我们的配偶来谈话。
But the most difficulties with couple counseling is when our members marry unbelievers. It's very difficult to do counseling.
然后，但是辅导最困难的工作就是当这个夫妻有一方不是教会的信徒。
Why is it difficult to do counseling with members who marry unbelievers? Why is it difficult?
我为什么说当一个信徒嫁娶一个外邦人的时候呢？这个当我们辅导的时候，我们面临很多困难呢？
Yeah, I mean, for them, if we use the Bible as a standard for them, it's nothing to do with them, right? If you want to bring them close to God, it's nothing to do with them. So it's very difficult.
所以对于那些那个比较对于一方不是基督徒的话，当我们把用圣经作为基础，他可能就不认为这他应当他的婚姻应该建立在这个圣经的基础上。
So when I was doing a couple counseling with couple of the sisters who marry unbelievers.
所以当我跟一些姐妹，她们嫁娶外邦人，给她们做辅导的时候
，When I'm talking about unbelievers, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe there's a higher being, right?
所以当这些他们的不相信的配偶，他们是不相信神，不相信耶稣基督，也不相信有一个比他们更高的这个。都不相信神。
And both sisters were suicidal.
所以这两个姐妹呢，她们都有自杀的念头。
Because now one of the sister's husband is he has 5-6 girlfriends.
因为有一个姐妹，她的先生有5-6女朋友。
And of course, you know, I mean, for her, I mean, she's just his roommate, pretty much.
对于这个姐妹来说，这个先生只是她的这个同房的一个人。
So because of this, she became so depressed.
自由。
She became so depressed.
所以因此呢，她感觉到非常的沮丧。
And even though she wanted to save the marriage, but the husband said, you know, I'm the one paying for everything. So if you want to leave, you just leave, right?
所以
that's his decision. He doesn't want to, you know, trying to, you know, to stay in a marriage, anything like that at all.
所以虽然这个姐妹想尽办法想挽回这个婚姻，但是这个先生却说，我拥有这一切，所以对我来说，要不要挽回这个婚姻不是很重要。
Yeah, so when we talk about biblical counseling, it's important. Our goal is always bring right either individual, a couple, a group. We must bring them back to Jesus Christ. That's our ultimate goal.
所以圣经的辅导就是把。所以被辅导的人带到耶稣面前。
So before we can reach that point, quite often, if the couple is not talking to one another, if the couple you know upset with one another, those kind of stuff actually is quite easy to be able to fix those small situations.
所以很多时候，当我们要做圣经辅导，如果夫妻之间他们没有谈话，或者夫妻之间他们有吵架，其实这些算是非常小的事情，是非常容易解决的。
What some of the common situation between couples that you think they need help with? What do you think?
什么在夫妻之间所面临的问题有什么
？What some of the problems? Then?
所以他们所面临的问题是什么？
Yeah, financial, right?
就是经济上的问题。
It's interesting, but even in Christ, evenIn our church, quite often, financial is a problem.
很多时候在我们教会，这个经济的这个问题呢是就是财务的这个问题是非常真实的。
There's a couple.
有一对夫妇。
I mean, they don't make too much money between both of them.
他们两个人之间不是赚钱很多钱。
And they have two children.
他们有两个孩子。
But the wife, she's going through a stage that she wants to look beautiful.
对，但是这太太要经过一个阶段，就是在这阶段， 她要打扮自己。
You know, because when women reach a certain age, right? Because they feel like, you know, because you know, nobody ever say any good thing to them. This is, so they want to change the way they want. They go on a diet, right? They get their hair do, they get the nails done. You know, that kind of process.
所以当姐妹结婚了一段日子，然后没有再没有人告诉她有啊多么美丽的时候，她就想开始。打扮自己，让自己变得比较美。
You think how old when a woman want to do this kind of stuff more, want to be more recognized? Even when you go to work, you dress better, right? When you know, it just yeah, things like that, right?
所以你觉得女人在什么年龄的时候就开始想要再次的打扮，让自己变得比较美
？What age you think it will? Around 40. Yes, you're exactly right. Around 40. For some reason, at 40, they may reach 40. Like women just pay attention to them so much more, right?
所以这个女人呢，到四十岁的时候，她就开始比较注重自己，比较开始注意打扮。
And of course, as husband, we must be very supportive of them.
当然，作为先生呢，我们必须要支持他们。
Because for me, I don't mind. You know, if I have money, my wife want to go buy whatever to make her feel happy, that's fine. Do it, right?
当然，如果我有钱的话，我太太要买什么就让她去买。
But I see this couple, you know, they hardly can pay for their rent.
但是对于这夫妻来说，他们甚至有困难来交取每个月的房租。
But the wife would go do her nails and hair every single week, and it's like $150 every single week.
所以，但是这个太太呢，却每个星期去做指甲。然后每一次花了150块。
And meanwhile, their bills are piling up because they don't know. Of course, $150 per week. How much is that? It's like $600, right? And then if some week is 5 weeks, right? So it's like $800 a month just for nails and hair, right?
所以他每个星期花150块来修补他的指甲，然后一个月有时甚至花上800块来修补指甲，而且这让他们的这个财务出生啊。就有很多鸡蛋账单没办法付。
You know, for me, normally I would say, if financing is something that's stable, it's fine. It's not a big deal. Because if that's what makes her happy, it's much better than going to a therapist. You know, if you seek for therapy, if she's depressed, right? It costs much more than that, right?
所以我如果这对夫妇呢，他们赚取的收入可以支持这种奢侈的生活的话，我一般的话不在意，但是因为如果他们可以支持这样的一个习惯，然后不需要到这个心理医生的话，他们花取的钱会比较少。
But in this situation, because they lack of money, she cannot go every single week, right? Because now both of them are depressed, including the husband, right?
但是他们的状况就是财务，他们没办法支撑。每个星期去修补他的指甲，所以变成现在双方已经陷入了这个忧郁症。
Then the kids are still pretty young, so they need to buy clothes for their kids, right? Because they grow every 6 months, you need to buy new clothing. So they don't have no money, but she go and do her nails every single week and her hair every single week, and she doesn't go anywhere. I'm talking about just go and do it to make herself feel good, right?
所以这个太太呢？不单如此，在家里呢，你会有两个小孩，而且小孩每6个月他们就要换，就要买新的衣服。但是这个太太呢，却每个星期为了要让自己感觉到舒服的话，就每个星期去修补她的指甲。
And with a normal circumstances, it's fine, really, but maybe once a week is a little bit too much.
可能在普通的状况之下，这是没问题。可能一个星期一次，可能有点太过分。
And it's not only for the wives, also sometimes for husband. We also, you know, and we hit a certain age, we also do things that's very strange.
所以不单单对姐妹、对先生，到了一个年龄，他也会开始做一些很奇怪的。
Maybe all of a sudden you want to buy a sports car, like you know.
突然间会要买一个。买一台跑车。
And of course, you know, when husbands go crazy, it costs much more money than women going crazy.
所以当但是很多时候当先生开始疯的话，他花的钱会比太太更多。
So really, when we reach that, like maybe around 50 or so, right? For men, we just feel like we don't feel like a man anymore, right? We don't feel like a man anymore.
所以当男人到了五十岁，他感觉到自己不再是一个男人。
So how do we become feel like a man? Yeah, go buy a sports car, right?
所以他男人就是说，哦，当我到五十岁，我感觉不是男人的时候，我就去买一台跑车。
And maybe you know, just travel somewhere, right? And hike somewhere, hike some mountain or something like that.
然后开始去爬山。
But all these things, I think we need to understand one another as wife and husband is very important.
但是这些事情呢，就是对彼此夫妻之间呢，我们必须要彼此了解。
And one time, a sister called, saying, "Oh, you know, Pastor Rudy, my husband, he played golf every single week."
所以有一个姐妹，她埋怨她的先生说，每个星期她都去打高尔夫球。
And I say, "What's wrong with that?"
我说这有什么问题呢
？I say, look, he played golf once a week.
我说他一个星期打一次高尔夫球。
And first, he's outdoor.
第一次，第一他是户外活动。
And most time when he's out playing golf, there's no women out there, so you're safe.
所以当他打高尔夫球的时候是没有女人在旁边，所以你是安全的。
Financially, they don't have problems, right?
但是而且经济上他们也没有什么问题。
But he just feels he spends his time, you know, not wisely, right?
但是这个太太觉得这个先生呢，用没有很有智慧的利用他的时间。
Your husband works 50-60 hours a week.
我说你先生一个星期做工五十到六十个小
时。And for him not to drink, for him not to gamble is very good. So go play golf once a week. You just tell him here, go and enjoy yourself, right? Because it's very healthy to do that.
如果你先生一个星期做工五六十个小时，又不喝酒又不抽烟，其实这个是非常不简单，所以当他要打高尔夫球的时候，你必须把这高尔夫球拿给他去打。
And the same thing when like sometimes you know as wives maybe a husband like to watch sports and stuff, it's nothing wrong with that. It's very healthy for men to do that kind of stuff. No, it's very true.
所以对于有一些弟兄呢，他要在家里要看一些这些看打球或者看一些那些运。体操的这种运动呢，
of,
这个太太应该要让他去看，因为这是很正常的。
Of course, not every single night, right? You know, every single not like that. You know, there's an NBA playoffs, like 2 weeks straight, right? Every game, you cannot do that, right?
当然，你也不能每个星期、yeah. 每天晚上都在看球赛。
But you know, Sunday spend a couple hours watching sports. There's nothing wrong with that. It's very healthy for men.
但是星期天呢，如果我们花几个小时去看这些体育的这些播道呢，其实是非常健康的。
We have a lot of time, TJC wives are very spoiled. They're very spoiled.
很多时候呢，耶稣教会的这些太太呢是被宠坏。
Because the husband are very good. Really?
因为先生他们的品德是比较好。
We don't lie, we don't curse, right?
So
we don't drink, right? And we treat our wives just like queens.
Really? So we 不撒谎，不骂粗话，不咒诅，而且善待太太。
So by the same times, you know, when a husband want to do something, just let him do as long as healthy, right? It's nothing wrong with it.
所以张先生要做一些比较健康的东西的时候，就让他去做。
And the same thing for husband. If a wife want time to herself, for example, we have 2-3 kids. If the wife want like a night off, give her a night off. It's very important.
先生，当太太说我想有一天一个晚上让我可以自己一个人，先生应该支持这一点。
Because actually, you should make time to have for her to have a night off.
其实我们要想尽办法让她有时间，让她有单独像。有自己的时间。
Of course, financially is one of the biggest problem in relationship.
很多时候经济方面在这个关系上面有很大的。
Actually, one couple they make a lot of money. Both of them are professional. They make plenty of money.
所以有一对夫妻呢，他们赚取很多金钱。
And they have no kids.
他们也没有孩子。
But the wife spends so much money.
但是这个太太花那么多钱。
She spent her paycheck and also half his paycheck, and she's like.You know, and they make a lot of money, right?
所以他把自己的所赚取的钱花完，然后再花他先生一半的这个资金。
And the wives, she also have family member. So she just gave them money, like, you know, without her husband knowing it, right?
然后这个太太呢,
All the time.
这太太呢, 也是有家人, 然后她就把她的钱就分给她的家人, 但是她也不告诉她的先生。
Of course, then, you know, the husband's not too happy.
当然先生他不是很高兴。
I don't know, I haven't talked to him lately, but I think it's still a problem.
我最近没有跟他谈话，但是我知道这还是一个问题。
And what's another thing that's a problem besides financial?
所以除了这个财务方面，还有什么会？
Especially for younger couples, right? For younger couples.
特别是这个比较年轻的这个夫妻。
What do you think?
True.
What's that? Personality. Yeah, true personality. But it's not them. What's that?
Kids.
Oh, kids. Yes. Actually, quite often, kids is not that much a problem. For some reason, right? Because it's not that much a problem.
很多时候，这些小孩不会造成太多问题。
They would not come to, you know, to seek for counseling if the kids are a little bit, you know, because they know kids can be a little crazy, this and that, so they'd be able to deal with it, you know.
所以呢，他们不会因为小孩子 有点疯而来找这个辅导。
But it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It does happen also, but not as frequent as. What do you think is the other thing?
所以他这些事情虽然会发生，但是不是很常发生。
Yeah, what's that? Yes, in-laws. In-laws are a big problem.
另外一个就是
in-laws big problem.
亲家.
Really, it's a really big, especially in our church.
所以那特别是在我们的教会，亲家是
Because our church being mostly Asian, so in-law shy always, you know, want to so much involved, right?
因为,
in the kids' lives.
因为我们教会是 比较多这个亚洲人, 所以 对方的这个父母亲会 会很关注这个他的孩子。
I counseling many young couples on the verge of divorce because of in-laws.
所以我跟我 我辅导很多这些刚刚结婚的夫妇， 然后他们要离婚是因为对方的这个亲戚。
For example, one couple,
家里,
one couple,
家人,
a brother, he's such a mama's boy, right? Yeah.
所以我 我辅导一对夫妇， 他这个先生呢， 他是
Yeah, he believes everything his mother says, right? Yeah.
他是很 他相信他母亲所说的一切。
So for example, one day he took his wife to the park.
有一天他带他的太太到公园去。
And maybe like a zoo, for example.
或者去这个动物园。
Then his mother heard about it.
他母亲就听到了。
He said, "Why do you waste your money, right? Taking your wife to the zoo? What is so good about the zoo, right?"
他母亲就说, 为什么你要带你太太到动物园去呢? 为什么要浪费这笔钱呢?
And his wife loved the zoo.
但是他太太非常喜欢这个东西。
Then he told his wife, "Sorry, no more. I cannot take you to the zoo anymore."
然后这先生就告诉他的太太,
and she's like,
对不起, 我不能再带你到这个动物园了。
She's like, "Why?"
他问为什么呢?
"Because my mother told me it's a waste of money."
因为我母亲告诉我这是浪费钱。
Oh, when a wife heard that,
然后太太听到这一件事情了。
I see. I mean, this is just a little example, but everything else, the mother is always involved. For example, like when they're eating dinner, it's around 7 o'clock, for example, around 7 o'clock.
所以这只是其中一点，还有另外一个就是当他们要吃晚餐。
And if the mother called during that time,
如果晚上七点吃晚餐的时候，那母亲刚刚好在吃晚餐。
He would put the dinner stuff aside and then talk to his mother for half an hour while his wife eating by herself. Like this is kind of situation. It's very bad.
所以他会放下这个电话呢，他就不吃晚餐，然后就跟他母亲聊了一个小时，然后再回来让他太太自己吃晚餐。
Yeah, I see this lot of situation. I can give you example all day about, you know, young couples with in-laws. It's really bad.
所以我可以给你很多例子，就是当这个彼此双方的家人造成的这种困扰。
Even though, you know, at TJC we really follow the Bible really well.
所以对于我们这耶稣教会，我们很非常严格的根据圣经。
But for some reason, when it comes to the teaching of in-laws, right, we don't really want to follow. Right?
那是关于这个 in-law, 这个亲家的这些道理，我们不是很 我们不是很在乎。
Yes, when a man and a woman join together, then he must leave his mother and father.
当一个男人跟一个女人联合在一起的时候，他们必须离开他们的父母亲。
And sometimes, because you know, for a brother, he's such a mama's boy. They still have a biblical cord connected to him. He now got cut, you know. Not biblical cord.
Umbilical cord.
Yeah, biblical cord.
所以当这些
That should be a bad word, biblical cord, right? Like, cut the biblical cord.
对，但有些但有、yeah. 有这些弟兄，因为他们太跟母亲连在一起了，所以当他们跟太太结婚的时候，应该把这个脐带剪掉。
Yeah, so when I do pre-marriage counseling, that's one of the topic I go into. That is in-laws.
所以当我跟在这个还没结婚的这个双方还没有结婚，那我给他辅导的时候
，you know, for mothers, it's so difficult to give your son away. It's very difficult.
在辅导的时候，我会告诉他这些问题。当母亲呢要把孩子，把他儿子，放弃他的儿子是非常困难的。
That's why Freudian, right? Freud has his own theory, right? Because the mother and the son always.You know, unconsciously, they are in love with one another, right?
So
they are in love with one another.
So Freud 有这一个的这个理论，就是这个母亲跟儿子他们彼此有这个就是爱上对方。
And if sometimes when you think about how mother acts, you know, in this kind of situation, it seems like it's true, right?It's true.
所以当我们看这些母亲他们的一举一动，这是真实的。
So that's why, you know, when talking about in-laws and stuff like that, it's one of the, you know, the most difficult things in our church actually.
所以在我们教会谈到亲家是非常困难的一个问题。
Of course, and also parents are also difficult. Not only in-law, but also parents are also difficult for young people to get married and stuff too.
还有一个就是父母亲也是很也是造成这种困扰。
And I remember this brother really he's really in love with his sister.
所以我记得一个弟兄呢，他非常爱某一个姐妹。
And his sister loved him also.
这个姐妹也非常爱他。
And they are both PhDs. I mean, I'm sorry, she's PhD and he's getting his master's in business.
所以这姐妹呢已经拿到博士学位，这个弟兄呢在追求他硕士学位。
So.She's, you know, he was very excited because he can ask her to marry him. Then he went back to Taiwan.
So he's very 高兴因为他可以最后可以向他求婚，但是他先回到台湾去。
To ask. To ask his parents for approval.
然后他要回去台湾去寻求他的父母亲给他。
So the first question is, mother asked him that if she's Taiwanese.
然后母亲问他第一个问题就是他是否是台湾人
？And he said no.
他说不是。
And then I said, so you cannot marry her.
然后这母亲说你不能娶她。
For me, I'm like what? What? You know, because I know both of them really well.
因为我非常了解他们两个人。
And this brother went through so much, right? Then because he's a mama's boy, he listened to his mother, and then he told the sister, "I'm sorry, I cannot marry you because you're not Taiwanese." Right?
所以这个弟兄呢，因为他是他非常听了母亲的话，他就跟这姐妹说，因为我母亲说你不是台湾人，所以我不能娶你。
Of course, he's laughing right now because during the time is very sad. It's very sad.
虽然我们现在在笑，但是当时呢是非常沮丧的一件事情。
And the sister went through depression, right?
所以这个姐妹就有抑郁症。
Because she, I mean, she's super smart, you know, and she, I mean, she's not ugly looking.
她因为她是非常聪明，而且她也不难看
，But she is born in a different country. That's all you know.
但是她是在某不另外不是台湾出生的。
Of course, she speak. You know, she's a translator. She speak Mandarin. She speak. You know, Cantonese, right? So you know, she's very smart, right?
因为她也是会翻译，她会翻译中文还有广东话，所以我们了解她是非常聪明的一个人。
But for some reason, as parents, sometimes we don't really look for the well-being of our children if they are in love with one another or not, right?
但是作为父母亲，我们很多时候没有去 看到我们的孩子是否他们有没有跟某个人有
相爱。And another thing too is age differences. I see in our church also because quite often sisters are older, right? And sisters are more single, but sometimes brothers in love an older sister, but then, you know, for them is, of course, it's depend on situation, right? On situation. If he's 20 and she's 40, okay, that's a little bit too old, you know?
对，另外一个问题就是这个年龄的问题，就是有些姐妹她的年龄会比较大，例如说这个弟兄20岁，但是姐妹是40岁，这差距太大了。
But the saddest thing I see for brothers always listen to their mothers. You know, even though they're so in love with the sisters, but when the mother says something, they say, you know, I'm not going to go through because my mother say this. And it's really sad, but, you know, it happens. It happens.
但是很多时候很可怜的事情就是弟兄很听他们的母亲的话，所以当母亲说不要做这件事的时候，他们就乖乖听。
Of course, every marriage is a risk within itself, right? Whoever you marry.
所以，但是婚姻本身就是一个，都是有这个是一种冒险。
But don't put all these kind of obstacles, right, for our children who want to get married and things like that. If you know, we must be more spiritual, right, more spiritual.
但是当我们的孩子要结婚的时候，我们不要作为他们的绊脚石，我们反而要比较灵修。
Yeah, let's continue. For group counseling. I mean, we can go back to couple counseling because we can use so many examples. We can. There's so many things we can talk about. Right?
我们下一个是团体的这个辅导。
And there's another. There's one more situation maybe you never thought of.
还有一个状况你可能没有想过。
Why couples seek counseling?
为什么这夫妻呢会寻找这个辅导？
What do you guys think?
你们觉得是什么？
Yes, but what's that?
The third party,
yeah. A lot of times, yeah, the third party is a lot of problems, yes. The third party is a lot of problems, including in-laws, including parents, right? Yes. Yeah.
是包括这个亲家，还有这个都自己的父母亲。
What's that?
Affair. Having an affair.
Oh, affair, third party and affair. Actually, in our church, yeah, in our church, that's not a problem. Outside world, yes, definitely. But in our church, thank God, only those who marry unbelievers, we have situation, right? But besides that, our church, thank God, is yeah.
在我们教会呢，就是夫妻关系拥有第三者，
I've been a pastor, you know, about over 10 years now. I never heard a couple come say, "Oh, my husband and my wife have an affair." I never heard that since I do counseling. So thank God for that. It's really amazing.
所以作为一个传道十几年了，但是我
What is another thing that you might not think of?
我从来没有听过教会的弟兄姐妹有第三者，除了他对方他的配偶是外邦人。
No gambling, no alcohol.
不是赌博，不是喝酒。
How to raise their kids, yeah, it's a little calm, but it's not an issue, really. Not like a big issue that they have. Actually, intimacy.
Intimacy,
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, plenty of husbands...
亲密, 亲密, 如何亲密, 亲密的关
系。Husbands always complain that their wives, right? It's not giving them enough intimacy.
这个先生常常就是埋怨太太给他不够亲密。
Actually, many brothers came up to me. They want a seminar to tell the wives, right?
有弟兄其实跟我说，他们需要有一个讲机会。给他们的太太。
Of course, even though this is very private, because I'm a pastor, they just come talk, right? Because, yeah.
所以我作为一个传道，他们就这样跟我来聊天。
Yeah, this kind of situation also will lead to adultery and stuff like that, right? So that's why it's important, right? That's why the Bible teaches very clearly, right?
所以这个也是非常重要，因为这如果没有处理好，会造成这个奸淫。所以圣经也是有教导我们。
So that's why as wives, our body not belong to us, but belong to a husband, right?
所以从圣经来的角度，太太的身体不属于他们的，是属于先生的。
And the same thing vice versa also.
然后先生的身体也属于太太。
Okay, let's yeah continue now. Okay.
我们继续。
Okay. Group counseling.
团体的这个辅导。
What's some of the most important thing with group counseling?
团体辅导的比较重要的是哪几点？
Yeah, it's very true, right? Yeah.
就是在这个团体的这个辅导的时候。在不是团体其中一位一直在讲话。
When you're leading a group, make sure one person not dominate the whole conversation, especially during Bible study and stuff like that. It's also very important.
所以在这个团体辅导呢，我们不能让一个人带领整个团体来为整个团体谈话。
So that's why it's important, right? In any group, we do not want to have more than 12 people.
所以在一个团体，我们不超过十二个人。
When there's more than 12 people, it's very hard to control. That's the problem.
如果超过十二个人在一个团体的辅导里
，Of course, 12 people is the max, but the ideal in any group about 6 to 8 people. That's an ideal group.
虽然十二是最上限的，但是最比较中性的就是在六到八个人。
Because when we have more than 12 people, and then for us, we will lose control of the group, and then.It would not be edifying, you know, when we do group counseling, Bible study, things like that.
所以超过十个人的时候，我们没有办法很有效的去带领这个辅导或者这个查经。
But at the same time, if you work with children, for example, your children.
但是如果我们跟小孩子一起去辅导这小孩子。
And when we, you know, and when we, you know, survey the group, the children who's in the group.
当我们在当我们在调查这一群小孩子的时候
，What do you want to look for first when you survey the group? What do you want to look for?
我们调查这一群的时候，我们要寻找的是什么
？When you do counseling, right? What do you want to look for when you see 12 children and you surveying them? You're looking at them.What is the thing that you're looking for?
所以当我们看这一群小孩子的时候，我们调查这一群小孩子，我们要找的我们要找的东西是什么
？What's that? Oh, what's in common? Okay, what's in common?
他们的共同点是什么
？What do you say?
Troublemaker.
Oh, troublemaker. Okay, troublemaker.
然后要找谁是调皮捣蛋
？It's on that line. It's not troublemaker, but Yes, the leader.
So, 要找这一
It's very important.
要找这个团体的这个带领者
Why do you look for the leader?
为什么要找到这个领导者呢
Yes, if you can control the leader, you control the whole group, especially with children.
如果你可以控制这一个领导者的话，你可以控制整个团体
Why? Because whatever you want to accomplish in that group, if you get that leader be on your side.Then they do it. The rest of the kids will do it. It's very simple. Very simple.
所以当你要某些事情可以完成的话，你只要让这个带领者跟你站同条线，整个事情就很完美的可以解决。
I remember that one time I was working in East Boston, and I worked with a bunch of gangs, you know, gang kids.
所以我记得我在波士顿的时候，我跟一群这个帮派的小孩子做辅导。
And these gang kids are all very naughty.Very naughty.
所以这帮派小孩子是非常的调。
And for many years, you know, we try different way to get to them, right? To get to them, to connect with them.
我们花了很多年的时间去要试着要去跟他们建立一个关系。
When it gets so difficult.
但是非常困难。
And then one year when I went back there and I just saying why can't we connect with these gang kids?
所以有一年我回去我就在反复思考为什么我不能。跟他们跟这些帮派的小孩子。
Then I realize everything I say, if this other kid says something, all the group go against me. It's very clear.、Right?
所以当我说一件事情的时候，当有 但那个领导者说不，其他小孩子就会反怒。
I remember one time like we went camping.
有一次我们去露营。
And I came home, I put my video camera on.
所以我回到来了，然后我就开着我的这个这个录影机。
And all of a sudden, I see all these nude pictures, nude video on my camera.
所以我就看到这个我的这个摄影机里面有这些裸照。
Because the leader, they want to make a prank, they stole my video camera, and then they all moon me, right? And stuff like that. So when I came home, I play it. So they all like go naked camping and stuff.
So they were naked?
Yeah, they all took their clothes off and moon me and stuff, right? You know what moon is, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. They show their bottom to me, right?
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that, yeah.
所以 他们为了要他们为了要就是烦我，他们就拿了这录影机拍了他们的屁股。
And this one kid, he's very, very powerful, right? He's not the biggest kid, right? I mean, he's not the smartest kid, but he has this charisma, right? That everybody follows him.
所以有这个其中一个呢，这个领袖呢，他不是最大智的，而且也不是最聪明的，但是他就是有这个能力去带领。
So my goal is to be best friends with him.
所以我的目标就是跟这个领导者。
After I became best friends with him,
当我跟他作为好朋友的时
候。Of course, like you know, on the weekdays, I would call him, hey, let's go for lunch, right? So he doesn't know that I'm trying to, you know, trying to get him so the other people can listen to me.、Right?
所以在周日的时候，我会打电话给约他去吃午餐。当然，他也不知道他是我的目标。
So after we became good friends, that's it. The kind of group therapy went so well.
所以当我跟他成为好朋友的时候，这整个团体就变成非常容易的。
Even when I say something and the most of the group say, oh, they don't want to do that, and then the kid just say, come on, just do it, and then.They all do it. You know, just simple as that.
所以我当我说我们做某件事情，其他的小孩子就说我们不要做吧。但是当这个领袖说没关系，我们就做吧，这整团的人就听他的话。
So the same thing, you know, when we have Bible study and stuff like that, really look at the person who other people tend to follow and develop good relationship with them. Then after you do that, then you'll be able to bring the group together really well.
所以当我们要辅导某个团体的时候，我们在团体当中找出谁是这个团体的领袖。当我们可以知道这团体领袖，我们就很容易辅导这整个团体。
So that's why most of the time we do group counseling and stuff like that, or Bible study and stuff. We want to pick the person who everybody listen to, right, in that sense.
所以当我们这个做这个团体辅导或者做这个查经的时候，我们要找那个主要的带领的人，所以每个人都会听他的。
So, when we have this kind of person to run the group, and then many things that we want to accomplish in the group will be accomplished.
所以当我们这样做的时候，我们如果要这个团体实现某些事情的话，就很容易。
I remember, of course, now for being Asian, of course, now naturally seem very very humble, right? We don't say too much in a group and stuff, but quite often it's not beneficial if we do that.
所以作为一个亚洲人呢，我们通常会比较收敛，不会讲太多，但是在一个团体里面不是一个好事。
I remember, well, this is a sad story, but I remember one time I was in Dallas.
我这是比较伤心的一件事情。
Then there's a Bible study.
所以在大勒斯呢，我们有一个这个查经。
And one of the pastor was there, and you know he's for the facilitate.The Bible study.
所以有一个传道呢，他在那里协助这个查经。
But he was so timid, right? Because the English Bible study, you know, is the Caucasian African American, so he was so timid.
但是这传道呢，他是非常的，他非常害怕。
So because during Bible study, and then he's stuttering, and you know he doesn't know what to say and things like that. So the group got so upset.
因为他比较害怕，所以当他讲话的时候，他开始口吃，所以这整个查经的人呢，就感觉到非常的烦。
Of course, and one of the members, of course, one of the members shouldn't be like this, but he stood up and said, "What kind of pastor are you, right? This and that." He was yelling and screaming at the pastor. Of course, he should not do that, right? He should not do that.
其中一个弟兄呢就站起来说，你是为什么你不 不适合作为一个传道，因为为什么你这样来讲？
Of course, sometimes we need to be humble, but don't be humble to the point that we don't say anything, become so afraid. Things. No, we have the spirit of Christ in us. It doesn't matter who we talk to. We should all feel confident.
所以虽然我们不应该因此而害怕，因为我们有神的灵在我们里面，所以我们应该要很勇敢的讲出来。
Really, one time I remember during the regional high school theological seminar in Pacifica.
我记得有一次在高中的这个学生灵恩会。
And why I was up here talking to the student, things like that.
那我在上面在跟这些学生。
There's a lady walk in. It's a big lady.
有一个很大只的这个女人跑进来。
Her hair is all over the place.
Oh, her
hair is all over the place. And she has no shoes and stuff on. The Pacifica is very cold, right?
She has no shoes.
And she comes and she goes, I'm a wolf. Like that. Yeah.
She came in and said, I'm a wolf.
She said out loud, I'm so all the students were so scared. It's like, oh.
And those students were so afraid.
Yeah. She said like I'm a wolf. Like that.
She said, I'm a wolf.
And for me, like, I was like laughing because like, what kind of crazy thing, you know?
我其实是在想，他在做了什么疯狂的事
情。But for the student, they were so scared because actually, yeah, she possessed an evil spirit, right?
但是对于这些学生呢，他们是多么的害怕，因为这个女人她已经被
So the time when I look at the student, I just feel like so sad for them because they're like shivering and stuff like that, right? Because, yeah, the way she said it's like.It's very demonic, right? Demonic.
所以我当时看到这些学生这么害怕，其实我感觉到非常伤心。但是这个女人呢，她眼神看起来是被魔鬼附着。
So I told her, so, okay, let's take a break.
所以我就说
let's take a break. So I just went to talk to her, right?
我就说我们休息一下，我就跟这个女人谈话。
Of course, but when I was talking, I know the students all looking at me, right?
当我跟着女人谈话的时候，我知道这些学生都在看着我。
But at that time, I didn't feel scared or anything, but she was.Like going wild, right? You know, going wild.
是当时我跟他谈话的时候，我并没有感觉到害怕。但是这个女人
，She tell me how you know she was sent here to you know to fulfill his father's purpose and things like that. She's like talking all crazy stuff.
然后她这女人呢，她就开始胡言乱语，说我来这里是为了成全我父亲的意。
But after the conversation stuff, and she just left. Simple, just left.
我们讲完话，这个女人就跑掉。
And then during that time, when the student, they just feel like.Wow, there's a lot of crazy people out there, right?
所以这些学生才了解哦，外面有很多疯人。
And but for them, when they see me talking to her normally and stuff like that, and then they just feel encouraged, right? Because we're nothing to be afraid of, right? We're nothing to be afraid of.
所以当他们看到我很正常的跟这个疯婆子讲话的时候呢，他们觉得这是很正常的，没有什么好害怕的。
So the same thing for us when we have, you know, Caucasian truth seekers, whatever kind of truth seeker they are, friends, you don't need to be nervous. You don't need to be nervous about.
所以当我们有这些这个白人的这些慕道者，当他们进来跟我们谈话的时候，我们并不需要害怕。
We just do our best to help them out and things like that. That's all.
我们做尽力尽我们的能力来帮助他们。
Yeah.Yeah, do not let a person dominate the group.
所以不要让一个人来带领这整队。
So that's why quite often we have Bible study like, it's not every time, but most of the time when we have older members like in the Bible study, because sometimes they like to talk a lot, right?
所以很多时候在查经的时候，如果查经里面有比较年长的，他们比较喜欢多讲话。
And then Bible study, of course, we love everyone to share.
在这个查经的时候，我们希望每个人都能分享。
So of course, if we, you know, share, make sure we don't dominate, right? If we don't want to share, don't dominate the group because it's group Bible study, right? Bible study, everybody sharing.
所以当我们分享的时候，我们不要带领这整个队，因为这个查经是每个人都去分享。
So if we want to control the time better, we can just say, oh, please, everybody share only 2 minutes.
所以如果
only 2 minutes afterward, right?
如果我们要控制时间的话，我们可以跟每个人说，我们就分享2分钟就足够了。
Because when we said everyone share 2 minutes, and then if people go over 2 minutes, we're like, oh, can you conclude, you know, your sharing, right? Then nobody have any ill feelings, right? But if we don't set up the time, then we tell them, oh, can you conclude this mean? They take it very personal.
在我们还没开始让别人分享，我们说我们分享2分钟就足够了。如果这一个人他分享超过2分钟，我们就说你可以作为把你的意见作为一个总结， 这样子就不会去冒犯他。但是如果我们之前没有说你两分钟每个人只分享两分钟，你这样告诉他要做总结的话，你可能会冒犯他。
But leading a group or doing group therapy, we must prepare. I mean, in the sense that we must know what we're doing is very important.
但是作为一个团体辅导，我们必须要知道我们要做什么。
The minute the group feel that the leader is lost, then everybody become very chaotic. Right,
在这个团体当这个带领的人他失去了方向，这整个团体就变成就很乱。
Okay, next one. Yeah, do not start late.
不要迟的开始。
Why do not start late is very important.
为什么不要迟开始？
Because a lot of us probably don't think about this, right? But group therapy, this is the most important, one of the most important steps for group therapy.
这是在团体辅导最重要的一件。
I remember one time I went to a church.
我记得一次我到教会。
There's only 30 members.
只有三十个人。
But during a time when you went to church, it's time for service, right? It's only my wife and I.
当上次去到教会已经开始聚会要开始，只有我和我太太。
I didn't wait. We sing hymns and I start preaching.
所以我们也没有等，就开始唱诗，然后开始讲道。
And that is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Why? Because what happened when we start late? We stealing time from other people.
如果我们迟开始的话，我们会用到别人的时间。
Because there's always some group members they always on time.
因为有些人他会早到。
So when we start late, actually we punishing the people who's on time and rewarding a person who's late.You understand what I'm saying, right?
如果迟开始的话，我们会处罚那些早到的人，然后去奖赏那些迟到的人。
Why? Because people come on time, we start late, we end late. So the person come on time, they're like, why do I need to come on time for, right? So he's not going to start on time.
所以那些准时到的人，但是如果我们迟开始的话，那为了方便那些迟到的话，他这些早到的人就会在想，为什么我
早到？ And after a while, when you do group counseling, a group, you know.And you start late, then the people who is very faithful to come early, come on time, then they don't want to come anymore.
所以那些呢，常常准时。如果我们在这个团体辅导，如果常常迟到的开始的话，那些准时到的这些成员呢，他们就不会准时到。
Any question? Any thought on this? Any group? Any question about group counseling?
有什么问题吗？所以这些是非常基本的这些重点，所以我们也不需要很高深的知识。
Alright, if not, we just take a break and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna focus on overcome loneliness, right? That's the topic we pick. Yeah, overcome loneliness. Because I have about 5-6 different.I guess difficulties that we want to share, right? But today, we just overcome loneliness.
所以我们先休息一会儿，然后我们下一个题目是可以胜过这个孤单。
Let's bow and pray.
我们低头默祷。
Amen. Let's take a break until 11.
我们休息到十。